Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth clip. Say, let me get some of this here shit. This could be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the seas, we talking about the path of clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the seas. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gon' go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gon' have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a bitch, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And now we'll be perfected and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never have it. Never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gon' bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies dying young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never.
Thank you.
bloodstorm. Others leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I up Chuck Nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hype, but dermis to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothless. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make you real just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic from this mouth of madness. Rose, one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
yeah,
hit
this shit,
take a puff and I blow out like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Olay Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rocked at the dawn. Yes, I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist
born. Now when it comes to the hippest and hip-hop, I make the lips drop. Knees knock, buckle and shake their hooves and make the wrong move. Get dusted, busted, whack MCs who can't cut the mustard. I stick it to you like voodoo, so who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but fooling. Ha, you couldn't hang with the new. You what? Your boots will get caught. You what? Look up in the sky. Why? The fly, robin, fly. Giving you whatever suits. You got the size 8 Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, upside your head. Ayo, I'm seeing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Red fox, cutting out fox me. Because I'm foxy like brown. Break it down now. What? From the end to the start. Lyrical murderer. Pump spirit, hearts. I'm tearing parts to pieces like Reese's. I freak it. Speak it in tongues. Put you on like Benita Applebaum. You can't see me. You're blind to the fact that I'm on deck. Swinging on the wax. Striking them out like that. Hats off. Blast off. Watch me rock it. Sock it. Do ya. Whatever it takes to do ya. Done. Done. Top gun. It's the lady of rage. Still rated number one. Motherfucker.
It's just me against the world.
the bodies in the bed and build it. Carries the children cause they're healing. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the cap villain. But I'm feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Or that it's past it? Maybe you're listening to casket, the aftermath. More bodies being buried. I'm missing my homies in a hurry. They relocating to the cemetery. Got me worried, stressing my business blurry. The question is, will I live? No one in the world loves me. I'm headed for danger. Don't trust strangers for one in the chamber whenever I'm feeling this anger. Don't wanna make excuses, cause this is how it is. What's the use unless we shoot? No one notices the youth. It's just me against the world, baby.
Home. control, I'm told.
Live and direct, y'all. Y'all free him on heads up, eyes on the fist clinch, y'all. In the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping this, y'all. It's getting locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio. We are on the road as we speak, y'all. On the road. Oh, man, we can't go nowhere. I need this Wi-Fi. I have to pull on and get some Wi-Fi. Y'all, man, dealing with the situation right now, man. You know, man, my therapy beat them A's, amongst other things. Them puppies, man. So I'm dealing with a situation right now. These Hampton House hounds, man. I take y'all through the process, take y'all through the travels and travails, or you know, the ups and downs, and the birth, the life, the death, the process, all that, you know. And one of the things about dialectical materialism is recognize that, you know, things are situations are constantly being born and growing, as well as dying and disintegrating. And I get I don't know what's the situation here, man. I got this puppy real sick right now. I'm just trying to just get word in Chicago. One of them died, one of the puppies. So I don't know if it's It's just on the side on the information about oh damn. That was oh wow. It blocks like your line was blocked. You know, make the same music. Oh wow, okay. Wow. Facebook tried to they stopped the video with the music. Okay, well, the music ain't on right now. Okay, is it back on now? Yeah. They monitoring it. They're monitoring it. One of the things, I guess I'm going to be like a veterinarian for y'all right now, too. Thing I'll be kind of cautious, called parvovirus, y'all. Yeah, so that's a thing that really, they mess with them alive now. Damn. Damn, I'm fucking with it. Mm. Okay, let's see what happens. Okay, we on the road. Let's go back live Instagram. I'm trying to see if this works, y'all. Let's get right to this show, y'all. I'm doing a few things at hand right now. Okay, I got a few cases that's really tapping to us, though, man. Long held political prisoner Michelle St. Q. McGee. Those are not indications. Michelle St. Q. McGee initially out of Louisiana and locked up for quite some time. In fact, maybe one of the longest held political prisoners documented in American history. He was already locked up. He got put on the world stage. Okay. We're going to try with him. I get the Wi-Fi. Hold on, we're live now. Okay. How much is that? Okay. 1 second. Okay, give me 1 second, y'all. No. Y'all bear with me 1 minute. Trying to juggle a few things. I gotta get the show off my chest. I gotta get the show now. Michelle St. Q. McGee, one of the longest held political prisoners in American history. Many of y'all, he was on a world stage, became known to many. Case was a young man child, Jonathan Jackson, that went to Marion County Courthouse in attempts to liberate, bring the prisons, the prisons of California. Jonathan was the younger brother of Field Marshal George Jackson. Jonathan Jackson just turned 17 years old. When he went out, Judge Heaney was one of those and the prosecutor, but the prisons John Clichette, another prisoner. But Jonathan Jackson, the famous quote was, "Gentlemen, I'll be taking over from here." It's a song called Get Down by Nas, a hip-hop song, and can't make loose reference to it when he went up in the courtroom, hollered out Black Power. But Michelle St. Q. McGee was also there, and Jonathan Jackson, they were talking about the prisoners were going to go to the local radio station and broadcast to the world the conditions inside the prison, inside the concentration camps. A logical question is, what was going on so horrid that the people had to go to this extent to say, expose what's going on inside these camps? Fast forward, Jonathan Jackson was subsequently assassinated. The state even assassinated the judge. Michelle St. Q. McGee survived, but he still remained captive. In fact, I'm sure many of y'all know about the case of Angela Davis. The case that she was given was actually, the case was saying that the weapons that Jonathan Jackson had were allegedly supposed to be in her name. That's the case, you know what I'm saying? She got to post the free Angela Davis, so on and so forth. That's the case. Georgia Jackson, the mother of Field Marshal George Jackson, was quoted as saying, they say he's just a child. She said, no, he wasn't. He's a man child. Again, Jonathan Jackson was assassinated August 7, 1970 from the Marion County Courthouse. His older brother, who politicized, was Field Marshal of the Black Panther Party, George Jackson. He was subsequently assassinated the following year, August 21, 1971. There's word is, it's not put out there officially. You've been seeing different rumors. You see the campaign when it testified about the Michelle St. Q. McGee campaign. There's also working on resources to welcome him back to the community. We got our guards up, you know what I'm saying? People can be real careful how to deal with it. He's way up. We also got to get my statement together for Dr. Matula Shakur, who was just released, another political prisoner who was recently released. But we physically lost his transition recently. So there's a memorial for him August 5th. So we'll keep y'all posted on that. And, okay, So, I'm juggling a few things. That's what Rochelle and Q McGee. It's kind of like in limbo. What's the status on it? You know, so we're waiting to come back now. But that's why you see the whole campaign. So we want to anticipate the call of pretty much Chester Kim McGee. But so the call to the Cardi Russell case also. We'll talk about that, your thoughts on that. You know what I'm saying? The politics behind that. Y'all ladies in Hoover, Alabama, was allegedly supposed to be missing. But it's kind of reports now she wasn't missing. So I don't know, but I won't go a little deeper than that, just the politics of that. Touches on this something that's a contradiction. On the flyer, you've seen an individual that is discussion about, not discussion, you know, there's discussion, it's an issue, it's a major issue, I'm using that term lightly. In general, people talk the different dynamics about. In particular, it was a discussion in regards to, I think it was the Olympics or the sports arena. People, you know, how you define it, men and women, so on and so forth. However, here's a case here. Here's a situation here. And every other day, people say, what's a correct political term or references in regards to race, gender. So you don't supposed to say this, you don't supposed to use the pronouns, so on and so forth. And the reality is everything is political, words and terms and fashion, everything. And the oppressed, the colonized community, obviously, I say colonized, I'm talking about those who are held captive, those who deprived of power, that you are subjected to what is politically correct. In other words, if the ruling class say, okay, now we're going to say this is a minority now. You might fight for some resources. You think you're talking about affirmative action. Initially, that was the case of black community. You think black people received that. When it came down, black people were not the recipients of the benefits from affirmative action. They played the word game. The state played the word game. So, okay, when we say affirmative action, that can, you know, so we're talking about the minorities, we're talking about white women, so on and so forth. This system is very Machiavellian. We're playing with schematics. In other words, you know what I'm saying? What's a child? This is a system in which you have to be a certain age, you know what I'm saying, to obtain alcohol, a certain age, you know what I'm saying, to have a driver's license. However, to fight for this country, do certain things, it vacillates. Whenever it's in their interest, whenever it's in the system's interest, these, you know what I'm saying, the question of power is, okay, now you're an adult. You know what I'm saying? On one day, you see these children, again, children, 12, 13, 14 years old, you know what I'm saying? And then by all means, you say, that's a child. Then when it's a case or something, when they charge of something, black people in particular are raised up as a, this, like, even the way they describe, it's a man, it's a woman, you know what I'm saying? And before you know it, you know what I'm saying? Or like even question of sanity and insanity, like mental illness. When, you know what I'm saying? When our community or this person, they're saying so and so forth. Prison. Minister, you people say prison is a microcosm of the outside community. So in the general community, we are deprived of power. In other words, our definitions. One day, like you see when different sports events happen. You look at places like Utah or whatever. They said the youth, listen to the words. The youth were celebrating the win of a hockey game. Black children, in particular other colonized communities, is gangs, riots. So you may say, well, it's no big deal. But we're going to follow this trail of tears down to the impact, how it impacts people's lives. And you go to even with the race as well as the gender dynamic. There was a dialogue in regards to the sports arena. And they said, well, how are you going to deal with this? Came out around, people were like, don't touch the subject about Jenner, Kris Jenner. They just say, don't touch, this is a touchy subject. And they said, okay, how is a person to be classified? Are they, you know what I'm saying, man or woman, person comes to the Olympics, so on and so forth, do they have a benefit? And people say, well, you know what I'm saying? And one of them, hit me on this clearly. One of America's policies is to create chaos, then restore order. One of America's policies is to create chaos, then restore order. They go to Iraq and say, it's not a difference between the Shiites and the Sunni Muslims. It's our community. They're a difference between men and women. And people get caught up like, well, I don't know how to deal with this. And it's offensive. You say, well, this is a woman's role, so on and so forth. But the reality is, when we talk biologically, physically, there are differences between men and women. That's a reality. You want to talk scientifically, there are differences. I speak a lot of times. Certain dynamics the only race and class difference, contradiction and differences, gender. A woman could never explain to me or any other man the dynamics of childhood, bearing a child. I can learn to respect it. We can learn to respect it. We can debate this all. That's a reality. That's the bone structure, the bone, how you move, so on and so forth. That's a reality. Certainly, they talk about the dynamics like estrogen and pheromones. People say, well, okay, pheromones is, even clinically speaking, pheromones is a chemical that men, Capricorn, Virgos, Aquarius, men release. It's a certain, whether you use deodorant or not, it's a reality, how you feel about it. It's a certain scent, it's a certain chemical, and there's certain dynamics that even other people can pick up on, your presence, that men release. There are certain dynamics that, so like a community, like a communication, like, you know, people, well, women can communicate, what's offensive to between women that men may not catch on, and vice versa. We made light of this recently, matter of fact. Man, I'm just thinking about this recently. I just came back from speaking in Wisconsin. And I was invited to an all-white event, all-white party. And first I made it, I said, well, I'll be careful with that. You know what I'm saying? All-white party, we made light about it. We went to go to the event. Leaving the event, I was scared of my wearing it. I said, like, you know, a white attract stuff, you're going to get dirty. My white apple hat got dirty. And it was something that minimum. You know, it got dirty. And subconsciously, myself and the brothers, I'm not like, okay, man, I'll take it to the cleaners, get it clean. Whatever. You know, even there's a sister with us, a toy. I'm not saying this objectively about women, like, you know, just trying to minimize them to clean it up. Automatically, she automatically got the hand sometimes to clean up. There are certain dynamics, certain differences that men and women pick up. You know what I'm saying? Well, now, you feel me? Well, did you get signal? How much?
280 for what?
Okay.
Right now, but then I said, no, not 280, that's too much. And I said, well, we can fit in the work, the fluid under the skin, is all this in the 280.
Okay. Major minus. Okay.
280?
Okay, let me figure that out. Yes and no. Okay. Let me do this radio. Okay. This weird thing is anyway. Tell give us a minute. Okay. I told him there was some other. Okay. Okay. There are differences. So automatically, okay. The sister said automatically. She said, cleaned it up, so on and so forth. And I said, we made a joke about it. I said, man, women. And vice versa, me, I said certain things that men don't automatically think about. And it's, I'm saying to say, like, I'm saying, let's cut to the chase. I know it's politically not politically correct a lot of times. People acknowledge it. Like, we say, well, don't say this nationality. It's like a matter of fact, Don Lemon, I'm not no Don Lemon fan. The CNN broadcaster, they took him on CNN for even making a reference to another nationality, questioning the guy. But the deal is, the state, it's the state, they exploit that. And the deal is, like, we call political preemptive strikes. We come from acknowledging contradictions. When the state tried to play different organizations to get the Black Panther Party, one of the reasons why they were so unsuccessful in Chicago, the government selected then Blackstone Rangers, trying to make an antagonism between Blackstone Rangers and Black Panther Party. Chairman Fred met with the Blackstone Rangers. Heightened the contradictions to then distinguish this organization from a revolutionary organization. You should say that. It's not that you there's something that's better, a man is better than a woman, or vice versa, but to acknowledge contradictions. Come to the door with this. Because if you don't, you don't. It will be brought to you, and you'll be acknowledged on someone else's terms, the state terms. It's kind of like when people say, well, I don't want to talk to my child about sex, or somebody's going to talk to them about it, and it may not be on your terms. Case in hand. Notice the flyer. Notice the background. We can afford the luxury to have such, like, let's talk about the Black Panther part. Forgive me on this, y'all. I'm going back and forth. Like, people say, well, I was in Minnesota. We was at George Floyd Square. And a young lady was telling me, well, all of us are black. We all Black Panthers. I said, well, what did you drink that snake oil from? And I said, well, Chairman, she means well. And I remember I was in Denver, Colorado. A brother told me, he said, well, man, everybody, they mean well. Everybody's getting along. What, everybody be Black Panthers. And it doesn't sound sacrilegious. I said to the brothers, I said, I'm about to go to the north and do my prayers, my salat. Did I offend you? He said, yes. Because in reality, that's a definition for a Muslim. That's a definition for a man. That's a definition for a male, for a female, for a woman. That's the reality. There's a politic to it. There's a history to it. You just can't come in and change. You change, well, say, okay, now, you welcome in AutoZone. You walk in, you have a Chevrolet car. You walk up in there and say, well, the Ford piece costs less. This guy put in my mind, well, I identify my car as a Ford. Familiar with Logan Prison. Recently, the relationship or taking this connection, not just those, and the work that's put in about doing this past Mother's Day and other dynamics, the balance. I remember we took the No Soap, No Water, State Deal, Logan. We had to struggle. We had to not the struggle. The struggle, and also dialogue, the conversation. We got down to, you know, saying our comrades from this community, Carlos and others, Cassandra, Dr. LaShawn. We said, okay, you know, a certain amount of soap and water. We recognized that there was all these places to stay there where the men was at, and the Logan where the women were at. And it was a position taken. It was a position taken from those who were and said, okay, well, it was a lot at that time. They yield on that. On we getting soap and water to them. I really want to put this out. All the bad press that go about men. They go. I'm on the air. Fremont, call back about 20 minutes. Fremont. Okay, I know I lost my volume. Let me call y'all back. Okay, let me go back on Instagram. I'm losing my volume. One second, y'all. Honey, so why don't you just cancel the show? I got that. This has to happen. Because we serve hot food and hot politics. Okay. So, dynamics, the position that the men, we on Instagram, keep back in with me, y'all. I wanted that to happen. I wanted to put out. I wanted to put that out there for a number of reasons. If the men took the position, the yield, and you say, okay, well, acknowledging even things down to sanitary, it's important to note the difference, the different dynamics right there. Like even the different needs, particular needs with women. And Cook County, the infamous Cook County Jail, we made note about the 17-year-old women who were forced to wear their sanitary napkins reused in Cook County Jail. Read Winnie Mandela's book. The book that was written about Winnie Mandela, she didn't write that book. It was talked about when Winnie Mandela was in prison, and she needed some sanitary tissues, and the guard said something to the effect that, use your hands. You look at movies and TV shows, you look at any of our prison experience. Notice how when they take men into a room, whatever, they're coming about, okay, you're going to do 25 years, 75 years, you're going to do a certain amount of time. Notice the psychic is put out for the state for women, which may appear to be a simple question. Do you have any children? To men, you might not see the significance of that. A woman, that strikes it a maternal. It strikes itself, it's intentional. It's not a question, it's a strict, the taking your children from you. That's it. And the state knows this. There are different dynamics in it. So you talk about men and women, it's just not the physical dynamic parts, your sexual, your sex organs. You know, saying the different dynamics, you know, saying the hormone, all that, what you feel, how your emotion, and the system will try to get you caught with what's better. Or we just said, you cannot devalue human beings down to that simplistic, that elementary, of this death of your body parts. So I'm saying, it's a dynamic that the oppressor, the system that you in the breaking process, you talk about, like, you know how they would, TV shows with James Evans, take the father about the man, the breaking process, the women, the communalism, the dynasties of our community is intentionally taken away. It's all set, and then you have reactionary responses. Well, I'm gonna be my mother and father. Impossible, illogical, impossible, reactionary at its best. Impossible, illogical, and reactionary at its best. Yes. There's a certain, I told a cat one time, say, in Chicago, with the street organizations, a cat ain't gonna have on no colors. But you can talk to him 2 seconds, you can pick up on him. It's a politics. So no. That's such and such. That's a disciple. That's a stone. That's a vice. It's a certain politic. It's a certain, that's bigger than just their colors. Their hairstyles, you know, their status, they take that away from you. I was talking to some of these youngsters recently. They have no concept or ideology or all that. The Panther Party, it's a politic. People think I just throw a black jogging suit on, a black sweater, I'm a Black Panther. There's a certain sentiment to the Panther Party, a certain sacrifice, a certain service. What the state? They say, okay, that's the Marine. He's the Army. You know what I'm saying? That's National Guard. It's a politic that comes with those different dynamics. Not to serve the person. But they're going to say, okay, they're going to make a move in Afghanistan and say, okay, send anybody in the armed force. Say, no. In particular, say the Navy SEALs are going to do this. Different dynamics. That's a reality. And places like prison is more intensified. It's more intensified. The race and class, gender is more intensified. Fast forward to the case at hand. Some places can afford the luxury. Some individuals can afford the luxury to be, you know, well, don't use this term. It's offensively pronounced and so forth. When you're held captive, the state plays on that. It was not by coincidence that Assata Shakur was placed in a men's prison, not just placed in a men's prison. What type of men they placed her around? You know what I'm saying? It's not by coincidence. It's not by coincidence that the type of males they will put around into the migrants in Chicago, what type of males the women would be placed around? It's political. It's not by coincidence that your first elementary school teachers happen to be majority white women. And you may say, well, they care about the community. There's a policy set up that their student loans can be forgiven more. This is a message in your brain as a child. That's your educator. The only school you were telling you most of you see a black male inside the school is a janitor. In fact, it's political. For the state, that's the state. I'm talking about the prison administration. I'm talking about the policymakers to allow and encourage to place an individual who has a corrupt history with men. Who this individual is criminal. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about criminal by state standards. I'm talking about criminal by community standards. There's certain, when I say community standards, there's certain things that's a no-go. That's a no-go. So, you know, Rape, man, it's a no, man. That's a no go. As we say, they don't care no probation. Here's an individual that has a notorious history. in men's prison. And not just men's prison, but men. But you see, different prisons like Pontiac. Pontiac was named after an indigenous individual who had a hell of a history. Go get it. Pontiac, 2 days ago, was the anniversary of the Pontiac 17 case. Five of them were still alive. Larry Hoover was still held captive. That's really the case that put them on like on a map. Daley Jr. was one of the prosecutors on that case, which they had never forgot. That's Pontiac Prison, Pontiac, Illinois, one of the most biggest uprisings inside the camps throughout the country. Pontiac was known years as the Thunderdome or Gladiating School, as Pontiac was known for. Xavier was known as the nucleus, the brain center. So for an individual to be in Pontiac, that's what it was a given. They said, oh, man, they're good out with their hands. They're good with their hands. That's what Pontiac was known for. So you take an individual that got assault cases on other men and guards in Pontiac. You take this individual that's in Pontiac, the Thunderdome. It's like somebody say, man, that dude was hella intelligent. When was that? Oh, he was laying, he wrote the laws and stuff. He was in Stateville. That's, you say, okay, pretty intelligent cat. Pontiac, and that's why I say, man, that person fought in Caesar's Palace. They're known for their hands. So you take this individual, man, there's a history of known for their hands. You place them in a women's prison under the auspices, and this is now what you define as a woman. You say, well, they got, taking hormone pills, going through the process, whatever. People you can do, most people, our community, they get up to be so reactionary. Whatever the state say, they can see. I tell people all the time, I go places, people say, well, Chairman, you be getting upset. No, that's not a Black Panther. That's not a Chevrolet. That's not, you know what I'm saying? And you say, well, no, you don't know. That's not, no, I'm saying that's what they said. I said, no, I'm clear. You can't tell me, who is that? Oh, that's so he a Muslim. He used to eat a whole bunch of scales and pork, you know what I'm saying? Don't know see outside of a lake. Those are tales to you. When you say he's a Muslim, no. Because see, your sanity. Once you let them stand, that's a maintenance of the party. Nothing else gives you a sanity, a clarity. You can be subjective all you want to. Well, to me, I saw this as this, you know, so on and so forth. Case in hand. You place your intention in the state. Not, I'm saying the state. Not being said, well, we do this ourselves. Ain't no individual on their own walking up into no women's prison to say, I'm going to be classified as there. That's the dynamic. See, in our communities, though nothing come in our communities, from crack to chitlins, the state ain't sanctioned. Ain't nothing in the city of Chicago that the cartel ain't got no cut on. That's a reality. Ain't nothing that's in the cartel who work for the state, yeah. Ain't no individual, ain't no male up in no women's prison, or you know what I'm saying, because he's just a burglar and he want to go, because he start paperwork, ask you which street organization you with. So they, the end of the day, we relate to a Lenin scene. And a lot of y'all got a block on that. Lenin, the Russian Revolution. Yeah, white individual. Yeah. Lenin said, we define you and we define situations. As well as ourselves, how you view the state and the state views you. In other words, at the end of the day, how the state views you, and in the man, they place this individual in a women's prison. They mind you the track record. They get out on guards, let's say get out on physically, guards and other men. And you can run this nonsense, well, don't say that we all the same. It's really in your mind how you identify with. Again, there's you call the scientists. There are chemicals. There's physical dynamics that make the distinguishment. And the cry, the clamor that's been calling out from these camps is this motherfucker's been running amok. In them walls, it's behind them gates. And the state thing long range, I'm talking about what it produces, I'm talking about the psychic. And there's a term they use called state property. When they're sitting there, a group they called up, I had an issue with the term. Basically, state property is that whatever happens to you while you're in there is on their watch. prisons one time. He said, this director said to me, why are you on a hunger strike? Are you having issues with a particular guard? I said, let me be very clear. I'm held captive here. If I choke up a turkey sandwich, anything happens, it's on you, the state. I'm held captive. Nothing happens to me, anyone, inside their camp. When people talk, one time, all the drugs that come in, so what is the prisons bringing in? No. This is a controlled environment. What's happened to these women? It's intentional, it's strategic, political. It's political. And I know that, and other nationalities or people more affluent, they can afford the luxury sometimes to play. Let's be vague about what a Black Panther Party member is. Let's be vague about what a man or a male or a female or woman, when you colonize, when you held captive in particular, everything is taken from you. Your name. Why do you think rape is seen, people say like in prison, even if the prisoners have an issue with rape? It's kind of similar to Richard Pryor, comedian genius Richard Pryor, who's heavily impacted by the Black Panther Party. Richard Pryor made a joke about it. He said, you can ride through the neighborhood, brothers got there holding their private parts. And they said, man, why are you holding that? Why are you doing that? And the Black man would say, man, the white man, I took everything else. It's a crime. There's a community that's been ripped up from everything. Your resources, your name, everything. I mean, you actually have a number to give you in prison. And your last thing that you, I mean, it's your body. Your body. That you got to go on, in order to go for a visit, you got to be strip searched. You got to be demoralized. You got to be, you like a animal. You got, you know what I'm saying? The greater way they search you, you know what I'm saying? Up in this, and just, I mean, just to be in, this, in a cage with another individual, you know what I'm saying? You pass gas, you shit, your feces, you got to smell other. You know, they had a thing in the Cook County Jail. They threw the motherfuckers. They say supposed to stop. Nuts, they call that shit called nuts to butt. You know what I'm saying? Where they would make naked men go stand back to back with each other, naked. Put your nuts in another motherfucker butt. I know some people say, well, you know, security, you might be taking some drugs. And this is the breaking process. This is to take away any symbolism. See, and most people, they only have the only frame of reference of a man is how many motherfucking women you in the bed, how many niggas you can put in, you can put in the grave. A lot of, you know what I'm saying, the difference of a woman, how many men you got. So, see, to be armed with and they tell you that, and then they can snatch it away. The politics, regardless of how much resources you got, you know what I'm saying, state that make, we take up this state that make a motherfucking old man, they can't take this shit, you know what I'm saying? And I was telling somebody, I say, you look at Arizona jail, Arizona prison. They had DMX in Arizona prison. They came to court, they had DMX, the sheriff of Arizona prison, they had motherfuckers wearing pink jail suits. You think it was like coincidence? You hear that court, they had jail suit wearing pink. Even when they had they gave DM at that jail suit, his manhood still stood out. Certain motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck what the fuck you try. You do. When Ayanna Van Zandt show, when they tried to break them, they tried to break the DMX. When they saw him there, his manhood still stand out. It's monsters they create. They put him in positions like that, places like that, inside this camp to run them up. To run them up. Got the record free on my radio, y'all. On the road, making this and taking history. Any callers in queue?
Very
much, 929-477-3785, press 1. And you want, I'm so passionate about definition and being consistent because they can switch around any given day. The state was fast. Well, I first came home from prison. I first got out of prison. First came home. A total certain about 9 years. This guy said, "Man, what's happening? You out? How's that?" He said, "Come on, I'm taking you. I'm gonna get you some clothes." We walked to this store being on 59th and Ashland, and I'm in the shock. I said, whoa, the colors alone, it blew me. I said, damn, I said, hold on, give me a minute. I've been seeing state prison blues and brown khaki jail suits. Give me a second to catch my breath. And he was trying to tip the clothes. He said, man, here, get this. I said, whoa, slow down. He said, man, what's they wearing that, man? I said, all due respect, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm good. He said, man, I'm buying you these clothes. And I said, no, man. I said, man, I appreciate it, man, but I'm good. I'll wear these state prisons, you know what I'm saying, a little longer. See, everything is political, including fashion. Again, to be held captive, man, you ain't got shit. And have a motherfucker do this. They create these criminals, a psyche for these motherfuckers, man. And they put them amongst us, and none of us can't distinguish a man from a male or female from a woman. Flip it up to Annie. I just made a comment earlier. One of the beautiful dynamics about this 50 years. Be honest with you, I think hip-hop been around for reasons in Africa. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing new under the sun. Change the words and terms to it. However, just hearing KRS-One of the day. Native Rage at the Essence Fest and Roxanne Shantae, just even hearing it puts you in context. Oh, this stop-hop. These motherfuckers selling us. That ain't no motherfucking hip-hop. And I tell them, when people see men and West, whoa. And I tell them, imagine your first concept of woman being this motherfucker Sukihana telling them to eat some ass. Or Uzi Vert sitting up in the BET Wars and the girl calling him a bitch-ass nigga and they walk out together like it's cool. That's a lot of that's their first concept or something. You had a motherfucker they done put inside the women's camp and intentionally who been the monster amongst men. Because a lot of times you think, oh, man, he fighting, he go, you know what I'm saying? No, a lot of these motherfuckers be fighting to pull themselves this shit. Because something that you ain't clicking in. I tell most people, even organized. A lot of you want to go to their black power, then you go overboard. Oh, man, a white man, blah, blah. I say, man, both of all that complex, they tell you right there. Mother, I say, man, where I come from? I say, man, listen. Tell me, you got an issue? No, I ain't got an issue with nothing. We don't have issues. We clear with doing. We deal with issues. You know what I'm saying? They have psychological profiles. They got motherfuckers who have never had a they can do their lineage, their DNA, and they know what they're going to do. Put them in this woman's prison, they know what they're going to do. Put this motherfucker in their community, you know what they're going to do. 929-477-3785, press 1 to get in. So, come on, any callers in queue? No callers?
No callers. College press 1 speak.
You know, mental, you say your enemy, what is it? Your enemy is your state of mind. Hey. Grandma's come around. I'm going to say this, though. It's a clear, these sisters inside this Camp Logan are dealing with more than some their state of mind. They are subject to being attacked and being attacked by a concrete, tangible dynamic in the real world. I love you, so free your, do your own spiritual growth, you'll be all right. But in the meantime, between time, we're dealing with dialectic materialism. We're dealing with goddamn it, man. We're dealing with Logan Penitentiary, yeah. We're dealing with a monster, this motherfucking machine that's manufactured. You have a monster, this machine that's manufactured. In our community, they got motherfuckers who they take their families from them, put them in fault homes, they create them. And then run amok on the motherfucker. And being that, that motherfucker thing, this is something we did on our own. Fremont, so we got a call in queue?
Fremont, bring the
call
in now.
Fremont, what Fremont Radio?
Fremont, yes, sir, Chairman. It's WCO, Marsh, Geo. Tuning in, man. It's cold show. I just, we had a couple calls, but I can't get them through, down from Logan. But, man, I'm just, man, this whole show, man, even being in the camp not too long ago myself, nothing was good, 2016 in California, just knowing the conditions of men and the women in there. And, man, I just had to call in and split, man. Anything we can do, man, on this side, you know what we're doing already. Man, this, man. Free them all.
Free them all. It's like Devin Field, you talking about this flashback on when he was held captive, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, the dynamics of held captive is minimized. People think you just locked up.
Yeah.
You forced to eat what you provided.
Yeah.
You forced to quote unquote rest your schedule, your mindset. Will you close your eyes and all, you know. I still am up all night as a result of being held captive. A lot of the background noise set up in the back. Mute the phone in the background noise.
Yes, sir.
I need that background noise muted. Off my train of thought. I said the county being held captive. Oh. I recall the state bill. We call it death bill. We was in our house segregation. The beatings were so notorious in there that were headed by then Captain Manning. And I remember we were to organize the hunger strike, times the beating. And his one brother, he was a reactionary, hell of a cat. I mean, one time it would open our doors and the guards would come in and they'd throw tear gas. You know, if it was your breakfast, the guards was coming to beat you down. And one time, the brother, I mean, I'm just coming out. They let him out to sit and just stood up there. He just said, kill me. I mean, we used to tease him, joking about later on. But I remember discussing with him one time, and you know, in a braggadocious way, he was talking about as a child in a juvenile detention center. He was a juvenile. He is what a lot of people refer to as being state raised. In other words, 4 or 16 years old, being locked up in a juvenile detention. And out, and the female guards would always come talk to him. He would talk to him like he's doing this. You know, he was as he say, he macking to them. And he kept on bragging about how, you know, how many women guards he had in his life. And I got fed up one day because there was some young brothers that he was selling his snake oil to. He was talking about as a child. He said, not as a child. When he was back in his juvenile, when he was in the joint. The juvenile joint. He was talking about all the guards. He was running amok. He had no problem being locked up. He'd been getting female guards all his life. So he was selling the snake oil. He was going overboard about this. A lot of people had their complex. They go overboard. They try to take internalize like a decision they make it. Because being oppressed is embarrassing. And I thought we try to jab ourselves about it. But I couldn't take it when I heard him telling this young brother this. So I finally, and I said, I had to cut him. I said, look, brother, you were 12, 13 years old, held captive, and you were saying that the same people that had to control the lock your doors and lock you up and control your food, you had a relationship with these adult individuals? And I remember it just hit him. When that occurred. It literally just hit him what occurred. That was a big discussion about Thomas Jefferson, slave owner, with Sally Hemings. He said, well, there's a relationship. I said, yeah. I remember a young lady was telling me her grandmother, her great-grandmother, during the era of chattel slavery, had a relationship with one of the Frenchmen. I said, a relationship during slavery? I said, could your great-grandmother say at any given time she was like, you know, engaged in sexual intercourse, or she had a headache or something like that? Question of power. I remember that young brother pulled me to the side. He said, I never saw it that way. It's an insult to your intelligence. When you put this male, these male parts, males, sex or criminal amongst other men, criminal amongst other males. They got ran amok from them. You see people, you say, man, motherfucker wants shit on that block. And they come and say, why are they throwing them on this block? Now you go throw them around some women who held captive. And you go, well, this got to be, you know what I'm saying? Well, maybe it's a coincidence. Oh, they have a, they in the joint. They come through, they ask you any gang affiliations, this and that. They do a psychological profile on you. That's what they call an aggression level. Your psycho, if you're a person, when I first was taken to Galesburg prison, they initially placed me on Unit 4. Unit 4 was all the young cats. They buff wild. The plan was to have me, like, I don't know, shook up, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So they placed these young cats so wild, the other prisoners had a disdain for them. Because they were, these young individuals, they would send the prison up right before a picnic. Right, you know what I'm saying? They were reactionary. These cats, 17, 18, buck wild. They ain't never had sex. They ain't never laid naked with a woman in their life. They fresh on the street. They buck wild. They dawn on them when they got 50 years in the penitentiary. They buck wild. They in the shower, taking a shower with their state boots on, tied to the top. Big old Ginsu's, shanks all tied around their waist. They on the way of religious energy. They say, in the joint, in the prison, some guys, what you going to do, fight or fuck? They think, well, just, man, that's how these young cats seen the world. And that was the first place they sent me to like in 1995 in Galesburg. Go in that unit and seen them cats sitting at the table, engaging in political education from Chairman Fred Evans Jr. every week at the same time, disciplined. Still had their issues. Structures, you had some, they still had their things on them. They were still separate from political education. When they seen the different body language, them kids, oh, man, we got to reset this motherfucking program. Yeah. This doctor, you ain't seen anybody that was down in the Galesburg. You ain't seen a different dynamic with these cats. They came and got me and said, you out of here. Ain't no, you're not packing your property, you out of here. Then they transferred me to Unit 1. Times was that. So, okay, we're going to put him over here. He's going, you got Don Booney Black. Long live him. The legend. Truck, Redman, Earl Good, Mongoose, who's locked up right now. We're going to be working to push him to be released. Earl Good. Legend. They put him in the wing of these older cats. So he's going to get over the older cats. He's going to fall in play. He's going to take it easy. Next thing you know, we having discussions. A lot of y'all from the streets of Chicago, y'all from Don Booney Black. Don Booney Black telling me about the story. He said, man, I was a Menard. He said he was a Menard. Chairman Fred was there. He said Menard Prison didn't get the word that Chairman Fred got assassinated. He said, matter of fact, they say it was rumored that Vietnamese heard about Chairman Fred being assassinated before Menard Prison got the word. But the two Menard prisoners, that's how I said Menard Prison, they kept it. Don Booney Black had told me when they got the word confirmed that Chairman Fred had been assassinated, Don Booney Black. See, other prisoners told me this story. So he came out the doors. He stood up. All those stood. Don Booney wrote a poem. Said a poem. Only prison got him. It was silent, but Chairman Fred happened. Another old, John Rick, I remember him telling me. He said, yeah, man, we heard about you at the issue you had with such and such, different guy. He said, it was my son one day. I said, I know you. He said, yeah, my son. He said, at your headquarters, he said, you know me and my son. You and my son get the same birthday, same year. I said, whoa. I said, I knew the nigga had some heart. I knew he had some backbone in him, man. I knew it. We laughed about it. But this, I'm sad to say, this would trigger all type of the connection that they weren't planning on happening. I remember at the boxing ring. And you hear legends about Goose. Say, man, this guy can't go to the boxing ring because everybody, they say, man, can't buy handle. You know, he acting a fool in the boxing ring. Now, man, he about 60-something. Late 60s back but then. So this young cat from Waukegan gets in the boxing ring with him. And I say, man, get back in the ring. What do you get, man? You champ, you bad. I say, fuck it. Give me the boxing gloves. I get in the boxing. I get the boxing ring. And I'm going to say this. Chairman Prince, you definitely win. So I definitely struggled. I definitely, it was, But man, I look at boxing all the way different. Now, it's a science to that shit. I remember coming back to the unit with all the old guys. And Don Booney, oh, man, how can I could have told you, man? Goose, he had the championship in 77 and 83. He remember that? So I said, I don't hear that story now. But all this, the dialogue and discussion, we tied it back. You know what I'm saying? It was a recharge on that wing with them guys. The state plan, they have a salvageable profile. It's not by coincidence that this male, this criminal, was put over in Logan prison with the women. They had a plan for me when they put me with them youngsters back there in the four. They had a plan for me in Menard Prison when they took me down to the history of Menard Prison is that there was no cross racing. No, they were about to put black prisoners with white prisoners. There was two cases of what happened, a guy named Ed and myself. They came and got me in Menard Prison in 1998. They came and got me in Menard. Said shower time. Oh, we on lockdown, so I ain't gonna get a shower. Gotta go out and shower. They take me down, unshackle the prison bar, the gate to the door. When you open it, the word shower is really not the term of use for this room. Four pipes, water dripping from the top, birds flying, water up to almost to your knee level almost. You can't see the floor. The water's so gray, so. Such a film, so dirty. Run me in there, run behind me, who they bring in? The North Side, for those outside the local Chicago area, probably what you refer to as your Aryan Brotherhood, so on and so forth. White boys, so they bring them in. So inside the shower, one light bulb. Now, some people say, well, man, maybe, Chan, maybe they had no other shower space. It was, you know, they was running no shower tub. Okay, well, as my man said earlier, it's a state of mind. For you. So I'm gonna let some of y'all stay there, you know, it's a state of mind. In the meantime, I had to do this tangible, you know what I'm saying, of me being inside this room of water, one light bulb. So while they inside, for lack of a better term, this quote-unquote shower. So even the North, they like, man, this is what's to this. You know, this is a contradiction. This is a contradiction. For this black cat to be in here with us in a place that historically separates a race. So what do? A lot of people say, welcome. The Comrade Daphne said to me one time, he said, Cham, I'll be welcome trouble. You run to trouble. We hiding the contradiction. So while I'm taking a shower, I'm singing the Biggie Smalls song. If I go, somebody else got to go. If I die, acknowledging that the odds are I might come up missing this motherfucker. But however, if I go, somebody else got to go. If I die, somebody else got to die. Come, beat it to the punch. Don't be no surprise. It's what my man said earlier, in your mind. I'm not in no subjective bubble to believe that I'm in this motherfucking room with no 10 Northsiders and the odds and equals. I'm not planning no motherfucking business next week, but I know. You know what I'm saying? We deal with the real world. That's what we deal with. Dialectical materialism. Not some abstract bubble. So confronting it. Beating it to the chest. Grabbing that motherfucker by the horns. So I'm saying, yeah, if I die, somebody else got to die. Yeah. That's the position we take. Yeah. Heighten the contradiction. Now it's a subjective bubble. So they talking to themselves. They're like, man, what's going on? So amongst these individuals is a white cat named Robin Hood. You know, they say your neighborhood, it's always one white person from the neighborhood. So this cat was not with the Northsiders. He's a white dude, but they made a mistake and included him with the group. So he's telling them, he said, man, y'all know what it is? He telling them, I'm overhearing them. Okay, woo, channel prayer. So he's like, man, why is he in here? He tells them, I don't know what they always say, but dude, like the people, man. He said, dude, man, he tells them the history that I didn't know he knew about me. He tells them about my case, the white dude. Now, he ain't read on Twitter. People said, Chairman, I didn't know about this here. hands and the conditions that force you in those camps, you got to know who was who. It ain't about you. You don't know about the Capricorn, Virgo, none of that. You got to know your go-get. In prison, you got to know between an inmate, a convict, a prisoner, a resident. There ain't no just all of the same. Huh?
Ain't no just all of the same.
You have to distinguish this shit. And that's the real world. Ain't no just in my mind I'm free. You got this. You got to come. You come in there somewhere. Well, I identify as this. You want to? And that motherfucker, no. That's a go getter. Don't pull that with such and such. I told this sad track one time. I told this young cat. One of these young cats came in there one time. I say, Shorty, check this out. The word punk don't mean the same in here as it mean on the streets.
Man.
It don't mean the same. Oh, you couldn't tell these young motherfuckers nothing. They been out there rolling with their cars, blasting jewelry, everything. So they in the motherfucking, they made a mistake and thought this guy was a punk. That prison turn, they thought he was a punk, the same thing on the street. And they got educated. Yeah. 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 They got educated. They got a crash course. Literally, they got a crash course quick. Back to the situation, the shower manar.
Man.
So, they talking. They say, you know, I'm politicizing these kids. Yeah, man, I'm chairman for him. Talking about those other kids. They say, oh, we heard about you, man, blah. Yeah. They just said, man, just let such and such, you know. They okay, man. They say, you know, we talking about the conditions, the water inside the camps, the why we ain't getting no fans inside the cell, so and so. So the guards come back down an hour later. Now, you might think, well, some people are like, damn, they gave us extra shower time in your mind. When they came and opened, you heard the chain around behind the gates. When that lieutenant looked open, they opened that gate, they literally looked at the ground. They was expecting to see blood for that. That was called red, not gray. You could see they stuck on their face when we came up out of that motherfucking thing. The white boy, the north side, hey, Jeremy, what cell you in? Army 720, man. You got any coffee down there? Yeah, man. Matter of fact, send a couple of shots down there. Yeah. Excuse me, Lieutenant. What time y'all running showers again tomorrow, man? Them motherfuckers face to the floor. See, with this politics, you can't run no trivial shit on us.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Jimmy Lalamine, from those 85 Brown, they put him around the area in a Fulton County jail, the white boy. They come back, he got the motherfucker taking shahada. This shit here. They call, what they call a thermometer, a thermostat. The thermometer, a thermostat, I heard this pastor say one time. Some of you go in there, you go along with the temperature. Some of you set the temperature. Oh, man, just tune in right now. Here, I'm in front of him right now. He on Facebook right now. Red Price. That's him right there. Love this young brother here. Love this young brother. Tell you a war story about him. Love this young brother. He's in Pontiac. He was in Pontiac. He was in the Thunderdome. They bring me in Pontiac. I'm not in saying he's in isolation. Say, I'm what they call administrative detention. They ain't got no tickets, no nothing. They got me taking more pictures than motherfucking Tyra Banks. It's on security risk. Piece of hair growing on my face. Royalty, take another picture. I ain't always going to be on here. Man, so this young brother, he's in the cage two cells down from me. See, Minister UEP knew never met Field Marshal George Jackson face to face. They were cells apart from each other, but they knew each other. And they said, Minister UEP loved any man, he loved Field Marshal George Jackson. So this young brother right here, Red Price, man, he in his cell coming cage down from me, you know what I'm saying? He's rapping. He's doing his thing on, you know, he's rapping. So I say, man, I like your talent, man, but man, you talking about me. So typical response, young brother, he don't know me. He say, man, you don't know how it is in those streets, OG, man. You know, a lot of people think to be revolutionary, you got to be this abstract conscious. You got to be this green juice bean bag ass world. We organized the Rainbow Coalition with some kumbaya. So the brother was explaining to me about the streets. I said, oh, okay, I got you, you know. And so I just couldn't understand. I said, man, your talent, you know, about, you know, get up the ante. So while he's talking to me, they bring another cat that's known on the streets. So I tell you, you need a liaison to help educate. So the cat come in, cat named Crazy Stone. Everybody know this cat. He did dialectical materialism, young Red. He seen the respect that dude had for me. He said, man, you know him? He said, yes, Chairman Fred, man. He come from the Henry Hornet Projects, woo. He ain't no jailhouse trailer. He didn't get in here and become conscious. They took him in this motherfucker because of what he was on. Oh, my dad, so now the whole guy is like, man, what the fuck, who is this? So then they run into the shower. The red say, I am, he don't know. So why they call him Lil' Chairman? Niggas he is. Why he call him Lil'? So now we talking about Chairman. The Chairman, I said, Chairman Fred, that's thinking one thing is going on and on. They say, we have a political education on the motherfucking gallery. He's still with us right now today. This is over 25 motherfucking years ago, man. This is over 25 motherfucking years ago. This politics ain't no inspiration day on this shit, man. We want to, goddamn it, man, heighten the contradictions, man. Whether it be Logan in particular, man. We ain't gonna play these motherfucking politically correct games no motherfucker. Well, how you a motherfucker? They got a criminal male running amok in there with these women, man. Yeah. We got any callers in queue? Primo, we got any callers in queue?
Yes, Alicia Walker.
Prima.
Welcome to Primo Radio.
Alicia Walker and Sadie Walker. We're both on.
Right. Hey, how you doing, sis? Welcome to Free My Radio. I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right, sis. I'm, man, keep my head up. How y'all holding up?
We're holding up pretty good.
Right on. Okay, to bring us up to speed, for those who may just be tuning in, bring us up to speed, you know what I'm saying, the case, who we are, you know what I'm saying, so bring us up last week, where we at, what's going on?
Okay, my nephew Tyrone Edo Terrell Walker, and I had gave you his case number. It's 23C as in Charlie, R as in Robert, -22349. He's locked up in Conway, Arkansas. That's Faulkner County. And I was telling you a lot of things that they have done. They have covered up things. They got a lot of fraud going on. A lot of things were shared with us that we know that's a fact, even with the probation officer. First he said that he was good on his end, then he changed the story. I believe they went and scared him. He changed the story. So we was just telling you that he have court on August the 16th in Conway, Arkansas, and that's going to be at 9 a.m. in the morning. So I was calling in again to just remind you that that's going to be a big day for Tyrone. They're trying to give him an evaluation that he didn't say he wanted, to try to say there's something going on, mental illness going on. So we were calling in just to remind you of that, and then I wanted to know, where do we go from here? You did say you would help legally, you know, if we need help there, and we do, because the attorney that he has, now she have rejected all his calls. She's not even answering, and we paid all this money, so she's basically turning her back on him. But I did turn her in to the Bar Association, so they're aware of this. I do have to get in touch with them to see how far we have came. So when he go to court on August the 16th, I have a lawyer present because I think she's walking away.
Okay, so right on the call and back in. Let's struggle to stress that you called for my security and our people's security and your nephew's security. I want to struggle to say that you didn't call to tell me. You told the listening audience. See, the people are our best security. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying? That's why we want the people to take this case. That's my niche. That's my support. You know what I'm saying? Because as an individual, I'm doomed. You know what I'm saying? I tell them, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So people say, what's the big deal? I'm not speaking about like grammar correction. I'm talking political. And my thing, again, is not the legal. My thing is the politics of it. Get this. So the lawyers got to play their role. I really want the people to embrace this. I need them to understand that we need, like, we got people that's down there, down south, Alabama, Arkansas. So I really want to stress this, that we need, as I say, it's a piece of Chairman Fred was speaking in court. And he's defending himself. He's defending himself. Chairman Fred Hampton was defending himself. It's a documentary we call it The Sad Face of Chairman Fred. What he was saying, he said, why do I have problems? Why do they have an issue with me? He said, I'm teaching some people. I'm winning some people. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting them together. And as an individual, he said, that's not the problem. So I want to stress to our listening audience, we need y'all assistance. I want this case. We need legal assistance. We need the word out. We need rappers to talk this in their case. I cannot stress enough. And a lot of people, we get subconsciously we think that's our only that's what, no disrespect, but I tell people, say it's an image that's in our people's mind that whatever happened to them, that they only think, only reprise, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, they only think of getting justice, whatever, is being corrupt, attorney being corrupt. I mean, and that's intentional. It's a different dynamic. I say, you know what I'm saying? My cut, my niche is the people that they, what keeps me alive, what keeps our people alive, say, man, we don't know that. See, like when the police pull up on an individual, anyone else in particular, it's not out of fear of that police that I'm, you scared of, that, of him as an individual or her. You, the structure of what they represent, you don't know what the judge going to do. You don't know what's going to happen in the prison. It's a structure. It's a system. It's a machine. It's an entity. We try to do, like I tell you, I'm set to speak in the event coming up soon. And they come up and say, why you got to have chairman on the flyer? I want people to understand we have a structured organization. We have a people's machine. You know what I'm saying? The rabble talking about this case. That all lights are down, you know what I'm saying, on this case, on the common subject, that, you know, so we up there, the lawyers can play their role. So the social media can play their role. That's what we want to do. It sets up our security. It sets up his security. So even other prisoners in there can have his back. So that's what we want. So we want to struggle and say, listen, y'all, this sister and that family, your family, is cut out of, so see, we, I put out a call to you all. I got a brother right now who I love, Chris Arheen. His father just passed. Love this brother. And I say, the people, he got so much pride, he's not going to say nothing about the finances needed to bury his father. How much of a pride. And he'll come out and help everybody else and their mama. So what we done is, I put a call out. I say, listen, man, we got to, hey, this brother needs to get his father buried. Now I got some people calling now about they gonna do a repast, cooking food. Because the old people are gonna say they gonna donate this. It opens the door for any people say, like, well, I ain't got no money, but I can do this. To save the Hampton House. There was something saying I can bring some bottle, I'm doing this, some paint. So I say, listen, I got a cousin that can drive you down to visit you know what I'm saying? Your nephew. That's what I wanna push this. So give us his name and location again. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. You got me messing my English up. We want to push this. And we got to get in the habit of that. We got to get in the habit of it because the habit, like you see, when America say certain shit is our country, we going for our people, that is an individual, and that's the whole dynamic. Something happened to our grandmama. Hey, oh, man, yeah, you fuck with grandma. No, you fuck with our family. So we want our people to understand this case, to connect with this, so it can open all possibilities. Of, man, what can you do? Well, I don't do nothing, but what you do? Well, put it on social media. Share the toy down there and put the word out. Man, I know some students working on the case. They need some credit hours for their course. Okay. Write it. You might just say, mother say, I might write them or whatever. And they might have all type of interest. They might, somebody might write them. Somebody might come and say, man, I had that same lawyer. She fucked over me too. What? Now we can heighten the contradictions.
Right.
So she don't feel comfortable to be out. See, heighten the contradictions is really like you're turning the lights on. You know, some don't feel comfortable or cocky enough to pull. Man, we want them motherfuckers in Logan Prison. Say, man, you up in the hide this motherfucking monster running amok. You know what I'm saying? We not just talking about this motherfucking, if you got down there as an individual. See, who put him in play? You know what I'm saying? This who put him, who got him out there amongst these women? You know what I'm saying? This case, this lawyer, who, you know what I'm saying? The thing, who got, who in the case, who recommended her? All is gonna come out, fighting the contradictions. So again, give us his case number. We yet, you know what I'm saying? What the date is? I need some people to start hashtagging. Excuse me, not start. Continue, push the line with this, y'all. August 16th. So they don't get that information, sis. We need legal assistance. Legal ain't my niche, sis. Political, man, hey, politically, I can walk this shit backwards blindfold. But legally, we need, you know what I'm saying, we need some support on that. The basis, I got a block in my mind because with the courts, though, you know what I'm saying? But, man, We need support. We need legal. We need social media. We need technical assistance. We need all that. You know what I'm saying? So come on with it, girl. Come on. All right, so give us the information again.
Okay, his name is Tyrone Walker. His case number is 23C as in kite. I mean, C as in cat, R as in rabbit, 22349. And we call him T, but his name is Tyrone Edel Terrell Walker. I can spell that if you want me to. Tyrone
somebody on my YouTube channel, she done beat you to it. She done got it written up on my right now. You know what I'm saying? See, she had it typed up already on my YouTube channel. Fred Jr. on YouTube, y'all. She got it written up already. Said it against me on Twitter. Let's get it up on Twitter, y'all. Put the hashtag legal assistance needed. Give us your contact on your Facebook. They can contact you. You know what I'm saying? Man, we don't make it like it's like Chairman Fred tripping or Chairman Fred needs some assistance. The people got to be connected to the people.
Okay, my Facebook page is Lisa. It's Lisa Bell Walker. You did post mm-hmm. it last month. Well, last week.
No. We did. The people posted it. You know what I'm saying? Listen, citizens. Hypothetically, if it was just me, I tell you all the time. If it is just one individual, don't let the world know that. You know what I'm saying? See, the people posted it. Don't make it like it's just because. See, if the state think it's just me, they're taking out the game. My security is the people. They say, okay, listen, this motherfucker claims to see. We do something to him. It's some more motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? The people posted it. The people. You know what I'm saying? Man, I know it sounds cliche. It sounds nice. I'm telling you, what keep me alive will keep us alive, y'all. That's why the people. You get, man, instead of atmosphere, they don't know our weak links. Man, we post this. The people, we post this. We run it. Get it out there again. The people.
Yes.
Court date August 16th.
Yep, August 16th at 9 o'clock a.m. And that'll be in Faulkner County Courthouse. That's
okay,
in
right on.
Conway, Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Faulkner Court, yep. Follow the court out. Yep. Okay, right on. What's that? What's 622? Okay.
Like,
go ahead, sis.
They changed dates. They done did some big, some bogus stuff. It's like they were saying that he got locked up in Faulkner County. That wasn't true. He was at my nephew's
mm-hmm.
house, you know. That's he pulled out, and they just pulled him over, and they told him that he made a wrong turn and let him go. But the next day, he pulls out. And they stop him, saying, we got a warrant. He said, how do I have a warrant? You stopped me yesterday. And now he ends up in jail, you know. And they had to take him from what? From Illinois to Kentucky all the way to Arkansas. So that's where he is now. So it's some police named Taylor said, I'm the one to arrest him. That's not true. He didn't. He got arrested in Illinois. And they begin to change dates. It's a lot of undercover stuff going on. They change dates.
Yeah.
And he know all his. My nephew know all his dates perfectly, but they changed them. And they said that they said things to the judge that has happened and has not happened. Like when I went to court twice and I saw where it was a lot of undercover things going on, that they trying to throw something on him that he didn't do. And that's why I'm fighting so hard because I'm like, no, I got to get him out of there. Me and my family were fighting to get him out of this trouble that I see that is unjust. He needs justice.
Let's connect up. A lot of times people connect on the battlefield. Let's connect, you know what I'm saying? Let's connect with the case and see what's going on in Logan Prison right now with these women. Might be some family members you can connect with, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times alliances. Like how you look at different countries, they say, man, why did you on World War II, they have what they call the Allied Forces, the Axis Forces. They start getting together. Hey, man, what you on? I'm trying to get out over here, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the U.S. and, you know, why are you United States and France, why are they together on this time? Maybe they like each other. Maybe they Virgos. No, they have a common interest. So put your ear to the ground on what other issues were other going on. Logan Prison, the women. What's going on with the women in Logan Prison? Then you start connecting. You get back up. You want to start connecting. So study these cases we talked about. That's so we can connect them. You know what I'm saying? Connect the dots. Say, listen, I need somebody to do blah, blah, blah. I'm good with that right now. I can help you do such and such. So you know what I'm saying? But still coming in, recognize. Like I gave an example earlier about when I was locked up. The North Siders, they said, man, we heard about you talking about, because it was hot as hell in San Manapur. They said, man, we heard you want to fight for us to get fans. And that don't mean that we became buddies, but that was a common interest that we, you know what I'm saying, we had some points of unity on. Stay in tune with us. Y'all, you know what I'm saying, see if I get correspond. Even give her his number and correspond with her directly, y'all. A major thing, and then legal assistance. Again, legal assistance. Put the pressure on. So, you know what I'm saying? The different lawyers, so-and-so will say, man, we got a case. We need some assistance on you. It's right down there. Work on the case, what have you. And then you just said just a basic look. You see the contradictions. But, again, open the door. Open the mindset to just, you know what I'm saying, just, so they is able to connect with other cases, other communities. All right?
All right. Now, you mentioned about the fans. I talked to my brother that's in Stavio prison, and he was telling me how hot it is in there. He said, we can't hardly breathe in here, so hot. He said, they over there in the air conditioning, and we over here burning up. But
man.
He said they got little fans, and it's doing nothing for them.
We got to heighten these contradictions. You know what I'm saying? Listen, sis, I've been out 20-some years. You see, I'm still talking about it. You know what I'm saying? We got to be consistent with this here. We can't wait to become a disgusting, you know, not you, but a lot of times people wait to happen to them. You know what I'm saying? I was talking about Cook County Jail being built up with toxic waste before I was even in Cook County Jail. We gotta tie this conversation in. There's a sister I bet she's going to call in part of the sugar before. Her father locked up. We can talk about that damn it, the motherfucking flowers growing in the garden. She's going to tie in on her father's case. Tie in on other case. You know what I'm saying? It's through the Cassandra Greer. I met her through her cousin, Nicholas Lee, and Cook County Jail, the coronavirus first started kicking out. They got them. She tried to put the pressure on them by giving her medical treatment. Sheriff Tom Dart. They didn't give them no attention. They basically took them out. Before this, she wasn't involved in no move, no nothing. She been on their motherfucking head. Not only about that, man. That's how I know about this situation with the women in Logan. She goes, it's connect, and she's still pushing the line. Man, the former mayor of Chicago, Lightfoot, it was her, on her tenure that Nicholas Lee got took out. You know what I'm saying? And persistent, she ain't let her one bit tie this in. It'd be all the other cases and conditions, contradictions going on in our community. We got to tie this in. It ain't got to mean that we all, oh, man, we cool now, we all homies and we friends. You know what I'm saying? Man, tying this in, we gotta be consistent with this here. And it'd be like people say, you'll be surprised when sort of resources come. Somebody like, oh man, I'm a lawyer. I work with tenants' rights. You're like, well, I'm cool. I don't need no tenants. Hold on. I think I just heard somebody need that. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Connect it. That's what I'm saying. Man, a climate, a community where it's not just let me wait till it happens to me. You know what I'm saying? Time is on a consistent basis. So, once the door is open, you never know what sort of resources and assistance that people can assist with or that's needed. Once we heighten the contradictions of putting this discussion out this year, man, it's fucked up. Department 2, so the atmosphere in that elite, man, you get all eyes on going down what's happening. Man, are they just in Chicago? No, they ain't talking about Dallas. They talking about Arkansas. They talking about Alabama. All over. Logan Women's Prison, your shit. But they ain't had no soap and no water in the women's prison. We pour it to the front motherfucking door, sis, with soap and water. How we get the soap? I'm one of my indigenous comrades and natives. She overheard the conversation. What y'all? I said, yeah. She connected with the people, the people with the soap. They come, we put with a motherfucking you, man. They say, you know, we are you all full of the soap. We put up the front door. Logan, get the women up to the soap.
What's up?
Keep it going, make this connection happen, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. That's I got to roll out and give you my heads up. Okay, I'm going to pull on resources.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sis. Right on. Same time, same station, y'all. Y'all keep your heads up, eyes on the fist, because y'all was called. Free them all, y'all. We on the road in the spirit of making this. You take us and take it. August 30th is going down. We're working for a champion, Fred Hampton Day. Make sure y'all calendar. Get there. Y'all know where to be at. August 30th. Don't tell me I ain't got no flyer. I forget about it. I ain't got, man, stick and move. What's happening in Logan Penitentiary, y'all? What the fuck is going on down in Logan Penitentiary? That's how you stand. And as you know, people say, love to perform, they treacherous in the dark. They turn the lights on this motherfucker, y'all. What you call free them all? You come right, check us out.
Thanks.